the distinction between sounds of great composers was for the first time noted by Carl Czerny. Czerny described several different sounds among composers of Baroque and classical styles in his pianoforte school in the chapter titled On the Peculiar Style of Execution Most Suitable to Different Composers and Their Works. Our research has taken into consideration major composers of Baroque, classical, Romantic, and Impressionist styles, as well as some composers of the 20th century. What qualities contribute to the different spectra of piano sound? Our research indicates that four components influence this acoustical phenomenon: the shape of the finger, the point of touch, applied weight, and the speed of attack at the key. The acoustical approach of great composers of the Baroque and classical era was no doubt influenced by the spectrum of harpsichord sound. To imitate the light, crisp, and bright sound of the harpsichord, the finger is curved with its nail phalange close to vertical, with a firm unit of nail and middle phalanges sensing the tip of the bone inside the finger. Gradation of applied weight is in the range from lightest to light, and the speed of attack at the key is quite energetic. Pedal is used sparingly with light application. The music of Handel, Haydn, some music of Bach, some music of Mozart, and many French composers, among them Couperin and Lully, sound appropriate with application of harpsichord sound. Thus, this sound can be rightfully called a general acoustical approach of that era. In the Baroque style originated another spectrum of sound that we call vocal, that represents composers who gravitated toward imitation of human voice. Piano works of Domenico Scarlatti and many works of Rameau, Dakin, and other French composers, especially their works that were written in the minor keys, sound appropriate with application of the vocal touch. To produce the vocal sound, the finger, still curved, shifts its point of touch. The nail phalange is no longer vertical, as in the general approach, but the point of touch is behind the nail. This seemingly insignificant change results in a different spectrum of sound that becomes tender and mellow, with more legato quality in comparison to the general approach. Weight application is light. The speed of attack at the key is naturally slower than in the general approach. And the pedal is used in a very delicate manner. In general, the acoustical approach of Johann Sebastian Bach was influenced by the sound of two instruments, the harpsichord and the organ. The harpsichord approach is appropriate for his keyboard concertos, French and English suites, inventions, partitas, and some of the preludes and fugues from well-tempered clavier, only with slightly more weight application than in general approach. The imitation of organ sound requires a different touch. The finger is slightly extended and strikes the key in the forward direction. This change results in a darker, deeper sound with slower attack at the key and allows substantial weight application and generous use of pedal. This approach is appropriate for the chaconne, organ toccatas and fugues, some of the preludes and fugues from well-tempered clavier and other works. Thank you. Beethoven's music sounds appropriate with Bach's forward touch. However, his music includes many gradations of attacks on the key and various weight applications. In general, Beethoven was the founder of the monumental dramatic style with his treatment of piano as an orchestra. This tradition of orchestral sound will continue in post-romantic styles in the music of Brahms, Tchaikovsky, and some Russian composers. In Beethoven's slow movements of sonatas and concertos, the attack at the key is extremely slow and weight application is substantial. For his stormy, dramatic movements, the same forward touch is accompanied with quite energetic attack at the key, and weight application is still substantial. Rondas and scherzos are often happy or humoristic in character. The same touch is then combined with lighter weight application and quite fast attack at the key. Still, it is never so light as general approach. Thank you. Mozart's piano works, imitation of harpsichord sound is appropriate, beautifully conveying Mozart's refined and gracious style. The speed of attack is quite fast, applied weight is light, pedal usage is limited, and there are many nuances even within the phrase. The same touch with more weight application and a little bit slower attack at the key serves to imitate Mozart's orchestral style. However, there are some music works of Mozart that sound as his most intimate, almost confessional, that are best conveyed with different acoustical approach. To produce this distinctive sound, the wrist level is slightly higher than used in the general approach, with the curved finger striking at an angle slightly under the palm. The weight application is in the range from lightest to light, and the speed of attack is not too fast. This change leads to fragile, poignant singing tone that we consider as uniquely Mozart's vocal approach. Thank you. 19th century was a time of great innovation in the piano industry. The improved piano instrument had more possibilities of tonal gradations and more power. Mendelssohn was enchanted by the singing tone of piano, so it is appropriate to apply to the composer of Songs Without Words the vocal approach that originated in the Baroque era, only with more weight application, exposing a greater sonority of piano instrument. The resultant tone is tender, sweet, and very melodious. The same touch is appropriate to apply for piano works of Weber and Field. Schumann became a true pioneer of the Romantic style, with innovative harmonies, new forms, unique melodic language. The Schumann music announced the beginning of the new era. The new music language required a different acoustical approach. It seems that Schumann wanted from the piano special tone that could express poetic, dreamy, sometimes mysterious moods influenced by the Romantic poetry and literature he was so fond of. To produce this sound, the fingers extended, breaking with traditions of classical curved finger. The extension is not too extreme, with the nail phalange still firm and with the point of touch quite close to the nail. This condition of finger is the most natural one and is particularly useful for playing chords and octaves in the Romantic style produced by the wrist movement. Application of weight is in general in the medium range, and the speed of attack is not too fast. The resultant tone is darker than classical, somewhat foggy, but very poetic, able to convey many subtle nuances and shades of Romantic music. Thank you. The Schumann touch is appropriate for many composers of the 19th century and can be rightfully called a general acoustical approach of the Romantic era. It beautifully conveys the childlike naivete of Greek music. The music of Spanish composers sound very expressive with application of this touch. The same acoustical approach exposes the tender and sentimental moods of music of some Russian composers such as Glinka and Liadov, and later on effectively served for the dramatic grand style of Rachmaninoff. Thank you.